You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
From Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie, hi, I'm Alfie Scott with your evening headlines for Friday, June 2nd. Former SAS Corporal Ben Robert Smith has resigned from his role at Channel 7 Queensland following an unsuccessful defamation action over alleged war crimes. Robert Smith, who held the role of General Manager of 7 Queensland, resigned amid the fallout of a defamation suit in the federal court. In an email sent to staff, 7 West Media's CEO James Warburton thanked Mr. Robert Smith for his work at the company and wished him all the best. The 44-year-old's claim of defamation was dismissed on Thursday after a federal court judge found a number of articles published in 2018 by the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Canberra Times that implicated Mr. Robert Smith in war crimes were substantially true. Canada has sent its military to the eastern province of Nova Scotia to assist firefighters as they continue to battle massive, unprecedented blazes. There are currently 211 wildfires burning in Canada across 7 of its 10 provinces, with 82 of the blazes out of control. Firefighting reinforcements have arrived from Australia, New Zealand, the US and South Africa to assist in Canada, where about 28,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. The Fair Work Commission has announced that minimum and modern award wages will rise by 5.75% from July 1st this year in a boost to outpace inflation. This will see the minimum wage increase to $882.80 per week or $23.23 per hour. The Fair Work Commission said that inflation was reducing the real value of these employees' incomes and causing household financial stress. But the change did not go as far as the government or unions wanted. However, ACTU Secretary Sally McManus said that the increase for the lowest earners should get wages moving in the right direction. Education Department Secretary Tony Cook has said there was a surge of students trying to pay back HECS in the run-up to June 1st in order to try and beat a 7.1% rise in interest. On Thursday, more than 3 million Australians were hit with a 7.1% rise in HECS debts after indexation was applied. Mr. Cook said that there were many people forking out more than they usually would to try and avoid the significant addition to debt. For a student with a national average of $24,700 in HECS debt, the indexation addition means an extra $1,700 that they have to pay back. This comes as Education Minister Jason Clare said that there could be merit in changing how HECS interest is calculated and that there's a good argument for changing how indexation works. Meanwhile, the Greens are calling for wiping out HECS debt entirely, which would cost the budget about $9 billion. And tobacco smoking rates have tripled amongst teenagers as the government looks to crack down on vaping. Data from the Department of Health shows that the proportion of teenage smokers had fallen to 2.1% in 2018, but has now risen to 6.7%, the first time in 25 years that smoking rates have increased. The data also revealed that 1 in 7 teenagers in March was a regular e-cigarette user. In 2018, less than 1 in 100 teenagers reported vaping. Professor Emily Banks from the Australian National University said that the rise was one of the biggest worries in public health at the moment, and widespread vaping could reverse the progress in reducing smoking in children and adolescents. The federal government has vowed to ban the import of all non-prescription e-cigarettes under a $234 million crackdown. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on winning big reality TV money and how it really changes people's lives. The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily wherever you get your podcasts.